Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are ya? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday, and Isaac Bruce is not here this week. Isaac having some problems at home. Transformer knocked out the power at his home in his neighborhood in Florida, so because of the hurricane, so Isaac won't be with us this week, but hopefully he'll be back with us next week. But praying for Isaac and his family and everyone down there in Florida and everyone in the path of the hurricane having to deal with that inclement weather. So hopefully they are okay and everyone else is okay. And hopefully the Rams are okay. Our Los Angeles Rams coming off a bye week, which means they didn't play this week. They were off. Last time we saw them, they were losing a heartbreaker, very disappointing game to the Miami Dolphins. Now, at the time, I thought Miami probably wasn't that good, but Miami continuing to win. They won this past weekend, but still, that doesn't excuse us losing to Miami because we're a better team. But anyway, the Rams with the bye week. Next week, huge NFC West division matchup against those boys. We want to see the Seattle Seahawks. And this is the game our Rams got to win. Because right now, we cannot afford to lose another division game. The first division game we played this season, the only division game we played this season, San Francisco 49ers, we lost that game. So we're 0-1 in the division, 5-3 overall, but 0-1 in the division. Seattle Seahawks sitting at first place in the division, but Seattle did play this week. They're coming off a loss. They got beat down by the Buffalo Bills. Really, the score was kind of close, 44-34, but they really got beat down by the Buffalo Bills. Now, this is the same Buffalo Bills team that beat us, so now we have a common opponent that both of us have lost to, but our Rams off bye week getting ready for Seattle, getting 2 weeks to get ready for Seattle, so hopefully we'll be healthy, refreshed, focused, ready to play, because this is a Seattle team. We got to take care of business. Now, Seattle, go to Buffalo. Got smacked around. So, of course, they coming into this ball game against our Rams a little pissed off, a little upset, probably want to prove some things. And this is how Buffalo beat Seattle. So this is how we can beat Seattle. The Bills, as I said, they beat the Seahawks 44-34, and they did a great job of taking care of the football. When I say an outstanding job of taking care of the football, they didn't turn the ball over at all. At all. And Josh Allen had another huge game against that Seattle Seahawks defense. Now, Allen, 31-38, 415 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. So we know how well Josh Allen is playing this year. But if they're giving up that kind of yardage, passing yardage, to Josh Allen, and we're facing a Rams team that we know that our Rams, one of the best offenses in the NFL, and Jared Goff. So if Buffalo can take advantage of Seattle like that, I'm pretty sure our Rams can take advantage of Seattle. Now, looking at Josh Allen's numbers, as I said, 415 yards, 31-38. That's a great game. Now, they did sack him 7 times, so that's something we got to watch out. That Seattle Seahawks defense did get 7 sacks, but this isn't the same Seattle Seahawks defense that we've been seeing the last couple of years, because as a team, Seahawks gave up a whole bunch of yards, man. I mean, like a whole bunch of yards. But that's how Seattle has been playing. Their defense just isn't as good as it has been in the past. Now, they gave up 420 yards to Buffalo, total yards. That's how Seattle's defense has been struggling this season. As a matter of fact, the Seahawks, when it comes to giving up total yards a game, the worst team in the NFL. The worst team in the NFL. Now, as I said, they did get 7 sacks against Buffalo, but Seattle has the worst defense in the NFL when it comes to total yards a game. So that bodes well for our Los Angeles Rams if they come out and play Los Angeles Rams football. As I said, the last time we played, man, disappointing loss on the road at Miami. Bye week, 2 weeks to get ready for Seattle. And this is what we need our Rams to do. We need our Rams to play like the Rams. But I have to ask the question. I'm going to ask the question again. Who are our Los Angeles Rams? We're 5-3. We're at the halfway point of the season. We still want to make this push toward the playoffs. We want to win the division. But in order to win the division, we got to win this game against Seattle because they are at the top of the division and we just can't afford to go 0-2. But I still say, who are our Los Angeles Rams? Because I want to know. These are the teams we beat so far. And to be honest with you, none of them are really quality wins. We beat Dallas. We beat the Giants. We beat the Eagles. We beat the Washington football team. And we beat Chicago. Now, we beat Chicago when Chicago was 5-1. And we thought, you know, hey, this is a pretty good Chicago Bears team. But Chicago has lost again a couple of more times since then. So they really aren't as good as their 5-1 record said they were because their offense is horrible. So who are our Los Angeles Rams? We got to get a quality win. And this quality win has to come against the Seattle Seahawks. And in order for us to do that, we pretty much got to try to do the same thing that Buffalo did. Buffalo just played great as a unit on defense against Seattle. You know, Russell Wilson, everybody calling him the MVP of the NFL so far, and you really haven't been able to argue against that. But the Bills took care of Russell Wilson and in turn took care of the Seattle Seahawks because that's the key to that team. And you know, everybody says the same thing. Got to contain Russell Wilson. Got to contain Russell Wilson. And that's exactly how Buffalo did that. They did it with pressure. They did it by blitzing. They did it by their defensive end and that ends and their outside linebackers playing disciplined football. And what I mean by that, that is your defensive ends come up the field, it's contained. Contained. Don't chase him because if you chase him and go to where he is, he's not going to be there. He's going to go to where you were. So you got to be patient, play disciplined football. Don't try to play Superman. Don't try to be a superhero. Do your job, and that's what Buffalo did a great job of doing. The defensive ends came up the field, contained, which means Russell Wilson, I'm not going to let you run outside me, man. You can run underneath, and even if he tried to do that, that Bills defensive line was getting so much interior pressure and doing such a good job of absolutely controlling that Seahawks offensive line, which is something, you know, we can do because we have the best, not only the best defensive player in the NFL, we have the best player in the NFL in Aaron Donald. So Buffalo put all kinds of pressure on Russell Wilson. So much, they sacked him 5 times. 5 times. Now, that's hard to do against Russell Wilson because we know how athletic he is, how elusive he is, and how much he can make plays. Not only did they sack him 5 times, they picked him off twice. And they made him fumble twice. So Russell Wilson accounted for 4 turnovers. And he got sacked 5 times. And what I said about the Bills and their defensive philosophy against the Seahawks is the same kind of defensive philosophy hopefully we can incorporate when we face them. The Bills did a great job of getting pressure on Russell, making him rush throws and didn't allow him to take off with the ball. Russell only had 2 carries for 5 yards. And you know, anytime you can do that and you can hold that dude to just 2 carries, you're doing a good job somewhere, which is what the Buffalo Bills defensive front was doing. They was absolutely destroying and taking care of that Seattle Seahawks offensive line. Now, as a unit, Buffalo played a great game. And as a unit, we need to play a great game because Buffalo, as well as they played our LA Rams, going into yesterday, the number one defense in the NFL when it comes to total yards, I think now we're at number 2. I think the Colts are up there now at number 1, but we have a defense that's been playing well, that's been playing extremely well. So if Buffalo can do that to Seattle, I'm sure that we can do the same thing. Not only sure, I know we can do the same thing. We're going to have to do the same thing because when you talk about Seattle, that's the dude you got to worry about. And not only that, when he does drop back and throw the ball, he can get it there, man, because he's playing at an MVP level, and we got to handle this dude. And he has receivers to throw to. DK Metcalf, big dude. Kind of reminds you of Calvin Johnson, man, just big and physical. We got to do something with him. 788 yards so far, 8 touchdowns, 43 catches. That's a big dude. Big dudes is a big player. And he makes big plays. But he's not the only receiver they have. They got Tyler Lockett. He's having a great season as well. 615 yards, 7 touchdowns, 53 catches. He has more catches than DK Metcalf. DK is just, he's a big play receiver. So we got to take care of Russell. We got to contain him. We got to take care of this threat. But at the same time, we know our defense is capable of doing it because our defense has played extremely well this season. We talk about Aaron Donald a lot, rightfully so, because dude's a monster. He balls out. That's what he does. 9 sacks. Leonard Floyd has 4 sacks. So we need that whole defensive unit to play like they've been playing. But we need our offense to play like they've been playing. But with that, it takes consistency, man. In order for us to win the Super Bowl, you got to be consistent. And that's one thing that we've been lacking so far this season is being consistent. We play a good game offensively. Don't play a good game offensively. Come back, play a good game offensively. Don't play a good game offensively. And that's something that you got to have. In order to win a Super Bowl and in order to dominate like we want to dominate, you got to have consistency. And we got to have consistency in the running game, which we have. And when I mean that consistency in the running game is that we got to run the ball consistently. We know that's our formula to success. I say the same thing every week. When we run the ball effectively or just run the ball, our chances of winning go way up. I know Sean McVay has been asked about that, the balance between running and passing. And he says he doesn't go into the game thinking that we need to run the ball a certain amount of times. He just goes off the game plan and what the other team gives him. But looking at the numbers don't lie. When we run the ball at least 30 times or more, our chances of going up increases tremendously, which means we really need to be a running team. And the good thing about it, we have some players that can make it get it done. Darrell Henderson has finally stepped up. He's shown that he's RB1. Malcolm Brown comes in and does his thing. We know Cam Akers can do his thing when he finally gets comfortable in the NFL game and learns everything that he's supposed to do other than just running with the ball, because we know he has the instincts, but it's a lot of other things that come with playing in the NFL and being a professional. And that, you know, a lot of times that takes time. But as I said, we come in with one of the best offenses in the NFL near the top, and Seattle with, pretty, like I said, the worst defense, which is hard to imagine that the Seahawks have the worst defense when it comes to total yards per game, but they do. So that lets me know we need to be taking advantage of Seattle in everything they do. Good thing about this, we have this game at home, SoFi Stadium. So far at SoFi Stadium, with 3-0, undefeated. And that undefeated streak at home this season, that home field domination needs to continue this week. But it's not going to be easy. Even though, you know, Seattle's not playing that well on defense, they still have some, you know, they still have some playmakers. Bobby Wagner is still there. He's all over the field. He still can make plays. KJ Wright is still there. He's all over the field. So those are two dudes on Seattle's defense. When we have the ball, we got to know where they are. But the thing about that then is that you really don't, they're not one of those players like Aaron Donald where you got a game plan against them. You just got to know that they're there and they can make plays, but you don't have to make a whole game plan to attack them or not to attack them like other teams have to do when dealing with Aaron Donald. And not only that, what other teams have to do when dealing with Jalen Ramsey. So we have AD and we have Jalen Ramsey, two of the big reasons why our defense is near the top in the NFL in total yards, playing extremely well, and we need them to play extremely well again this week, and I think they're going to. Now, every week, you know, Miami game, I just knew we were going to win that game. I talk trash on the Miami podcast, the Dolphins podcast, and we lost. Went on the San Francisco radio station to talk trash about the 49ers. I had so much confidence in us, and we lost. So that's twice I done did that, because I have so much confidence and faith in this team, and I still do, because if we play a complete game and just play consistently, we can do that. Now, fortunately, as I said, we're not on the road. We're at home. So we know on the road we've been getting off to slow starts in a couple of those games. So at home we play better. And I hope and I expect us to play better this Sunday. But we got to be ready to play. Because even though Seattle's coming off this ball, coming off this loss, they understand what's on at stake. They understand this is the division game. They understand the LA Rams want to be considered the best team in the division. And Seattle wants to continue to say that they're the best team in the division. And this is going to prove a lot. And the one thing about that Seattle Seahawks pass defense, it's so bad that at one point Buffalo was like, man, you know what, we ain't going to even run the ball on y'all because we don't have to. At one point, the Bills threw 31 of their 35 plays were all passes. That's how much they were like, you know what, we don't respect y'all pass defense at all. They really don't respect their run defense at all, but they was like, we don't respect y'all pass defense at all, so we going to chunk this thing. And Josh Allen was chunking it. So that lets me know Jared Goff can chunk it. Now, the Bills have a weapon in Stephon Diggs, but we got several weapons. Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Gerald Everett. I mean, Tyler, we have dudes we can throw the rock to. So I'm just really, really curious to see how we're going to respond this week, especially coming off a bye week, because we need this W. This is a very important game, and we got to win this ball game. Point blank. And going into Sunday, when you look at the total yards per game on offense, you know, going into the game, we averaging 300 going into this Sunday, this weekend. We were eighth in the NFL before Sunday's games with 396 yards averaging a game. The Seahawks were right there. Going into Sunday, before Sunday's game, they were third in the NFL averaging 414 yards a game. So the Seahawks can still put up points. They can put up numbers. And they can put up offensive stats because they have weapons. And Russell Wilson is still, you know, not the best quarterback in the NFL, but he's the top two or three. And I expect him to have a good game, even though Russell been kind of, he been kind of struggling so far. So we need to put some pressure on him. We need to do to him what Buffalo did to him. And we just need to come out and play LA Rams football. If our defense can continue to do the things that they've been doing, we're good. And we see now, there is a formula where you can beat Russell. You can pressure him. You can get him to make mistakes because he's really been making, he's really made a lot of mistakes the last three games. He's turned the ball over seven times. So that says a lot. You can turn him over, and we don't need to turn the ball over. We don't. We got to take care of the rock, man. I don't care what team it is, team you, who you are. If you don't take care of the football, man, you're probably going to get your head beat in. And if you don't come out ready to play, you're probably going to lose the game. So we got to come out ready to play. And I'm just glad it's at home. I'm glad it's in La La Land. And I'm really glad it's against Seattle because I said it before. I mean, we need this quality win, L.A. We need it, Rams. We got to have this W, man. We got to. And I'm really ready to see what kind of team we are. I've said this several times before. Who are we? Who are we? We play well. We be hitting on all cylinders, man. We look focused one week, and the next week we're not hitting on not even one cylinder as far as offense because the defense been pretty much consistent. But it's that offense, man. It's that focus. But the defense has had some games where they started off slow too and they was tripping. But that's what we have to know. That's what people have to know. In order to win a Super Bowl, in order to be a champion, you got to be consistent every week. You just can't have these letdowns, man. Now, great teams, good teams, they have a game here where, you know, it just wasn't a good game. We lost. We've had several of those. So to even think about making a run in the playoffs, even think about being Super Bowl champions have consistency. You don't talk about lack of focus. You don't talk about, well, we just weren't ready to play for some reason. No. So coming up this Sunday, there will be no excuse. No excuse, no excuses. Because we've been off 2 weeks. We've had 2 weeks to prepare for Seattle. It ain't like you had to wait until Sunday to see what they were going to do. You know what they're going to do. They're a division team. We know them. They know us. They know what to expect. We know what to expect. They know what they get. We know what they get. I'm just really ready for Sunday to get here so we can play this game and hopefully really, really see who we really are. Because I want to know. Rams fans want to know. I know Rams fans, a lot of them are pissed off. They're tired of the up and the down. They want to see us show what kind of team we are. Show that we are this team we were talking about at the beginning of the season. Like, hey, man, we got a chance of winning the Super Bowl. But now we look at the record. As we say, even though these are NFL teams, and it's always good to beat an NFL team, but our five wins are against five teams that really haven't performed well so far overall, but they're wins. They're better than losses, because had we lost to them, we'd really be mad. But this is the division matchup we want to see. This is exactly what we want to see. We want the Seahawks at home, especially this first time. Come on in to SoFi. So if I'm the Rams this week, I'm looking forward to this. I'm in film study a little extra. I'm on the field a little extra. I'm in the weight room a little extra. Not doing too much, just staying fresh. I'm conditioning a little extra. I'm way more focused. Because all games are important. But a division game against the Seahawks. Now, we don't hate the Seahawks like we hate the 49ers, but we don't like them. So we got to get them. But I expect them, you know, I expect them to come out and do offensively what everybody else has tried to do. Neutralize Aaron Donald as much as possible, which means double teams and sometimes leaving the running back in there to help out in case AD gets loose, because a lot of times he will get loose on you. So I'm expecting that. I'm expecting them to try all of that. But I'm also expecting AD to raise hell like he does. And I know he will. But when you take care of the ball like the Bills did against Seattle, and Seattle didn't, and that's another thing. Seattle lost 44-34, but hell, they still almost, you know, they lose by 10 points despite Russell having four turnovers and getting sacked five times. I mean, that's huge. So we know how dangerous they are. We know what they can do. But as I say, I like the fact that they also know what we can do. And I expect us to run that rock. I really do. Now, the Seahawks defense, as I said, they got seven sacks. So we know they're going to try to put some pressure on you. We know they got some players that can make some plays. But we got some players that can make some plays. And I want to see Darrell Henderson get loose. I want to see Darrell get at least 20 carries. That's what I want to see. I really feel if Darrell gets 20 carries, he has a 100-yard game. Because if he gets 20, that means we're going to have at least 30 rushes. And that's just what I like to see. Because we keep saying it over and over again. I keep saying it over and over again. When we're able to run the ball, Jared is able to do that play action. We're able to do that misdirection. And then we're able to get some dudes open. Because when you do that play action, freezes the linebackers. Because they're watching the running back. They're watching the run motion. Because they got to respect it. That's always a good thing. When you got to respect that somebody's running game, you got to respect it. Got to. And I say it over and over again. Darryl hasn't hit one for 80, 70 or 80 yards yet, but he can. It's possible. And in a game like this, he can get it done because that Seahawks defense is just not very good this year, period. So I expect us to put up some numbers. I expect us to put up some points offensively. And I expect us to win the game if we're focused, if we take care of the football. Got to make good decisions. And when Jared isn't rushed, he's good. He's very good. When he's able to run the Rams offense, he's good. He's very good. When he has a clean pocket, when he's able to use that play action, when he's able to do the misdirection, when he's able to bootleg out, he's good. Very good. And that offensive line can keep playing as well as it's been playing. I mean, I feel good about this game. I feel good about this season, but I still want us, you know, play with some consistency. Always be focused. Play with some, okay, I'm ready to get this dang thing done right now. And they know how important, the Rams know how important this game is. The Seahawks know how important this game is. And you know they're going to come in mad. But I hear a lot of people say that, oh, they're coming in mad, they're coming off a loss. Yeah, I mean, you know, football players should be mad anyway. I know when I was playing before any game, high school, college, NFL, CFL, I used to find a way to make myself upset. I used to find ways because I had to get in that mode. I had to get pissed off. And one of the ways I used to do it, I used to come out during pregame. I would jog around, look at the linebacker group, get as close to two of them as I can. And I would just look at them and just stare at them and be like, damn, they really think they finna tackle me. They really think they finna stop me. I really did this in college. You know, with the Rams, I was strictly special team. So, but I used to look at them like they really think they finna stop me. They really think they finna tackle. And I used to get pissed off, and they used to help me. So sometimes those are things, you know, you have to use. And our Rams need to use whatever they can this week because we can't take this L, man. We can't do it. We just can't. We can't afford to. And we want everybody to take us seriously, not only in just the division, but not only in just the division, if we want everybody to take us seriously, we got to take care of business. Look at that. You know, that's a phone call. That means, you know, it's a call coming in. Maybe that's a call saying we're gonna get a W. I hope so. But I really do think we will. Because we got to, man. We got to. I have faith in our Rams. I have faith in Sean McVay. I have faith that he's going to have us ready to play. Because if we lose, there just ain't no excuse for it, man. Nah, you know what? I'll take that back. Yes, it is, because Seattle's a good team. Seattle's a team that can make a Super Bowl run. Seattle's a team that can win a Super Bowl. But I say that, you know, I may have to run that back because that defense, you ain't gonna win too many Super Bowls with defense not playing as well as it's been playing. Because as good as an offense is, you still got to be able to play good defense. When Isaac and the greatest show on turf, putting up all those numbers offensively, they still had a defense that can make plays when they needed to make plays. And they did that. Because you got to have a team when it's time to grit and grind it out, when it's time to get it out the mud, when it's time to put it in the mud and play in the mud. You got to have a team that can do that. So, I know that our defense can do that. And I know our offense can do that. But we got to do it Sunday, man. Got to have it. No excuses. Got to get it done. Put some pressure on Wilson. Keep Jared clean. Run the rock. Let Darryl do his thing. 20 carries for Mr. Henderson. 20 carries for at least 20 carries for RB1, which is Darryl Henderson. He and Malcolm Brown. I'll just say tighten that up, man. Let's use Malcolm and Darryl. Cam is cool, but he's going to learn. He's going to get his experience. But now is the time to focus. Now, we're 8 games in. We got 8 games left, man. Now you know who can do what. What the winning combination is. Now it's time to press it. Now it's time to hit the gas. Because now it's championship time. So, our 5-3 LA Rams taking on the 6-2 Seattle Seahawks. Rams fans, you know what it is. You know we're looking for it. We're looking for Seattle, so come on down to SoFi. We're going to find out a lot about our LA Rams this Sunday. I've had a lot of confidence in us all season long. Just when we've lost, I've been pissed off and disappointed. I don't expect to be pissed off and disappointed next Monday. I expect to be happy. I expect to be talking about our LA Rams again like they're Super Bowl contenders. And hopefully they will. And we shall see. But that's going to do it for this edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and myself, Doc Holliday. Until next week, hopefully a happy next week. We out.